You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Today on Support for This Podcast.
I am the head of this advocacy group, which is basically wanting to go back to a simpler time, a more magical time, a time when we didn't describe things by their utilitarian function, when they had a little sparkle and a little fizz.
We speak to Seth Dennis, head of the advocacy group AFNO, otherwise known as Artistic Food Names Only. He'll share with us his decades-long campaign to change the name of a certain salad bar staple and what he loves most about hot dogs.
You don't call a hot dog parts of the pig no one wanted wrapped up in a little casing and fed to children.
Mm-hmm.
You call it a hot dog, and then everyone wants one.
Right.
Hot dog. Sounds artistic. It's an artistic food name only.
Join us, won't you? I'm Emily Amy Lauren Becca, and this is Support for This Podcast.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. We have a very special guest with us. His name is Seth Dennis, and he runs a food advocacy group that you may or may not have heard of called AFNO. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, you did.
Great. And it stands for what?
Artistic Food Names Only.
So tell us a bit about what your group is about. What does that mean, Artistic Food Names Only?
I am the head of this advocacy group, which is basically wanting to go back to a simpler time, a more magical time, a time when we didn't describe things by their utilitarian function, when they had a little sparkle and a little fizz. And that's what I'm doing. I'm making sure that we keep that magic in foods, an artistic level of creative names, so that we don't just start naming things whatever simplest.
Mm. So can you give us an example of a food item that you're working on that's part of your group?
I feel like you're being a little coy right now. You know what we're here for.
Okay, this is just kind of the way that we...
I'm not against coy. I'm into it.
Oh.
I'm the guy who lost the campaign for tomatoes that were dehydrated, a name that now everyone has... It's become commonplace, and common is capitalized with a C. Sun-dried tomatoes.
Oh.
They should have been called, they will be called, traisins.
I see. So can you talk us through that logic?
Sure I can. I sure can.
Okay.
A raisin is a dried grape.
Sure.
We don't call it that. We call it a raisin.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my father, Ronco Dennis of Central California, worked with farmers to make the cranberry an equal to the raisin, to bring fruits and vegetables in an artistic way into the palate of American culture. And he did it because if you go to a salad bar now, there they are. They're like salt and pepper now.
Mm.
Craisins.
So your dad brought about craisins.
Not just brought about, he named them. He named craisins. He came up with the idea. He also had braisins. It didn't catch on. It was blueberry raisins.
Oh.
Which I think we can still make happen. So I took it upon myself to bring back the Seth and Ronco Dennis name to...
Your father's name is Ronco?
It is.
Okay.
He had a thing for dried foods.
So did your father work for an advertising company or for was he a farmer?
No, he worked for an ad company then worked with farmers to help bring foods.
How did that come about? Because, you know, we've had raisins for a long time.
Yeah, but not craisins.
What happened there?
They saw the farmers needed to make, you know, they wanted to introduce cranberries more. They didn't know what to do. I mean, juice wasn't enough. And they had the idea to dehydrate them.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't called sun-dried cranberries, I'll tell you that. Because guess what? No sun is involved.
Oh.
It's all scientific mojo with machines and science.
Interesting.
It has nothing to do with the sun. It's not artistic.
Now, listen, obviously, Seth, you seem to be very passionate and a little bit angry about all of this. But it's my understanding that sun-dried tomatoes are actually dried in the sun in
That's
large
a lie.
Batches.
That's a lie. That's what they want you to think.
Oh.
That's what we call propaganda. Do you see what's happening here? My family name, they've tried to get rid of us. They've created this entire narrative that there's all these Italian farmers just working around, putting tomatoes in the sun and waiting around for weeks while they dry up.
Yeah.
No one's doing that.
Oh.
Have you ever seen those dehydrator commercials, those infomercials? That's what they're doing.
All right. Well, let's get back to the real point here, which is that you're advocating for...
creative names. Artistic food names only.
So what would you like sun-dried tomatoes?
Traisins.
Okay.
Traisins. They are tomato raisins. What a sweet, happy thought.
Now, do you work in advertising?
I don't have a job.
Oh, okay. Except for as the president of your advocacy group?
Yeah, but I don't bring in money with that. It's mostly...
nonprofit.
I call it a not-profit. But as soon as I get, you know, back up on my feet, I'm intent on getting a job somewhere.
Oh.
It's hard with a record.
The record?
It's hard with a record to get a job.
Oh, with a forgive me, yes.
It's non-violent, though.
Okay.
Non-violent things.
Yeah, we don't have to get into it.
Probably shouldn't.
How long have you been working in this field? I guess the field that you, in a way, made up?
Well, in the field of advertising for artistic food names?
In the field of not working for an advertiser, but having strong opinions about how food should be labeled.
I was doing it all my life, let's be honest. I was there. When my dad came up with craisins.
Yeah.
I was there. I think I had something to do with it because I was a little wrinkly dude, like a little grape who's dried up.
Oh.
I had a lot of wrinkles.
Where did you grow up?
Central California.
So you probably were, in essence, sun-dried yourself.
Yeah. But I would say that's very utilitarian and kind of dumb. I don't like it. I'm from Fresno.
Oh, beautiful.
Not really.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Jest Toothbrush. Do you need a new toothbrush? Do you want it to look cool? Do you not care how well it actually cleans your teeth? Introducing Jest Toothbrush. It's as if a clunky Clarisonic toothbrush had a one-night stand with a sexy pencil and accidentally got pregnant and gave birth to a sexy toothbrush baby called Jest Toothbrush. Jest Toothbrush comes with a convenient, space-saving wall grip and is available in 18 different colors. And to take away the unimaginable burden of replacing the electric head every 3 months, we'll add that to your order as well, shipping you a new toothbrush head so often you'll have a whole bag of them in the back of your closet long after you've decided to switch back to a real toothbrush that effectively cleans your teeth. Described by LA dentists as looking cool, Jest Toothbrush is the millennial toothbrush of the future. Order now and save 15% with discount code CLEANISH. Why do you think the brazen didn't take off?
You know, I understand that brazen is also just a word, so there may be some confusion.
Brazen.
Like
shorthand for brazing something?
Well, that too.
Oh.
But brazen, B-R-A-Z-E-N, is also a word.
I was thinking B-R-A-I-S-I-N apostrophe. Just, what am I up to? Oh, just brazen this turkey.
That's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm. But you meant brazen, B-R-A-Z-E-N.
Yes, but my dad's pitch for blueberry raisins would have been brazens, like raisin, but with a B in front of it.
Right, what I was thinking, brazen a turkey.
They told him, yes, this is exactly probably why, and I understand that, but they shouldn't have fired my father.
No.
Now we have this whole other counterculture of like, let's just name things for what it is. We don't call toilet paper butt paper.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I just think this new, like, let's call things what they actually are, even though sun-dried tomatoes are not dried in the sun. You cannot prove that. It's not true.
Okay.
You don't call it that.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Now I'm starting to understand what you're saying about the utilitarian nature of certain names.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's making me think about other food items specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I
opened Pandora's box in your brain, didn't I?
You've given me a lot to think about.
There's more where that came from.
Oh.
Are you single?
It's...
That's a yes.
You are a wild one.
You have no idea.
I'm getting a glimpse, and it's...
A glimpse of what?
You're bringing a strange energy into this room, and I'm not against it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not... I don't totally understand it yet.
You're not up against it yet.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Now, getting back to food names,
mm-hmm.
although I do really enjoy the example of toilet paper not being called butt paper.
That's right.
Something like, let's take an everyday staple like olive oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't call it pressed olive juice. Pretzels is another one, by the way. You don't call it dried breadsticks.
In a fun shape.
Yeah, no, you call it pretzel. Because
yeah.
It's magical. It's like pretzel. Oh, where's that from?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, lobbying for sun-dried tomatoes to be called traisins,
mm-hmm.
is there any part of you that wants it to just have a completely new name? Like, or does everything that's dried have to be a variation on a raisin to a craisin? For example, cured meats, you know, do you want meats to be called raisins?
No.
Okay.
But I think cured meats is already a great name because we don't call it dried pig intestines in a casing.
Sure.
You don't call a hot dog parts of the pig no one wanted wrapped up in a little casing and fed to children.
Mm-hmm.
You call it a hot dog. And
yeah.
Then everyone wants one.
Right.
I bet you love hot dogs, don't you?
I actually do love hot dogs.
And sausage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you love a sausage. But you don't want cased up crap meat that nobody else wants, and then we're going to dry it up.
Sure.
Whatever.
No, I think your point is finally starting to resonate.
Ding. Resonate.
Mm-hmm.
Hot dog. Sounds artistic. It's an artistic food name only. You see what I'm getting? You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFF's creator Shana Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFF's The Original New Musical from Shana Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
So what have your efforts been to try to change the tide with sun-dried tomatoes? What have you been, how does it work? What have you been
doing?
I write
a letter every day.
Who do you write the letter to?
Depends.
Mm.
Listen, what I'm hoping,
mm.
I don't really know what the heck I'm doing, let's be honest, and I think you know that.
I appreciate your vulnerability.
Thank you. No one really recognizes that.
Mm.
Anyway, I appreciate that.
Mm.
I'm looking for somebody. I'm hoping someone today, maybe a lawyer, will listen to this podcast and say, he's right. I'm going to help him because I actually know things. And then he's going to call me or she. It could be anybody. Just help me get things back on track. We got to make this great again, you know? Like food. We got to make food naming great again.
Ooh, kind of lost me there.
I'll find you.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Yasure Yasure is the newest smart email filter system designed to take your emails from scary to snazzy. Yasure is compatible with all legitimate email providers. Sorry, AOL. Once installed, Yasure will take a deep dive into all of your past emails and learn your tone variations from emailing your boss to your bestie. Now, every off-brand email you compose will be flagged by a pop-up banner saying, "Yasure?" Yasure will then offer a better option to save you from the disastrous email you are about to send. Say you were writing to your boss, "Look, I just can't get that report to you by tomorrow, okay? It's a half day anyway because of the long weekend, and I'm leaving for Sag Harbor on the early train. It's gonna have to wait until Tuesday." Good thing you read that banner saying, "Yasure?" with this suggested new option. "I'm afraid tomorrow might be cutting it close. Due to the half day and long weekend, I had already made plans to head out of town on an early train to Sag Harbor. Could this wait until Tuesday?" You'll select accept and say phew, because Yasure is here to save the day. Yasure, because you probably need to rethink that, okay?
So would your dream be that in a few years, however long it takes, that you're at a salad bar and you say, I'll have chickpeas, carrots, cucumber, traisins.
Braisins.
Whatever else you put in your salad.
Amen. I'd like to be able, when I do my cross-country road trips alone,
yeah,
I would like to be able to stop in at a rest stop and say, "I'd like my beef jerky, and also give me a packet of traisins and some braisins while you're at it."
Yeah.
And craisins.
Okay.
And some actual raisins.
So your dream scenario would be when you're looking at food on a menu or you're in a store that nothing is named in a way that indicates what it actually is.
I want artistic food names only.
Okay.
I want the magic of naming things to be brought out into the sun, to be seen in the light.
Oh.
For the power and magic that Ronco instilled in me and in everybody in this world.
Yeah. And it's interesting because speaking of naming things, Ronco is an interesting name. Never heard it.
I think it is a beautiful name.
Mm-hmm. Do you actually enjoy eating sun-dried tomatoes? Do you like them as a food?
Not when I call them that.
Okay. But do you enjoy eating traisins?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
And it hurts me to say that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
My wife never got that. My second wife. Well, the first wife didn't either.
Oh. Are you married?
Not anymore.
Oh. I'm, not totally married either.
Interesting.
Now, in preparing for this interview, I did do some research that, plums...
And prunes. Amen, sister.
That there are some people who would like to see prunes called dried plums. What do you think about that?
Heathens.
Mm. So
yeah. What, do you want to call them dried plums now?
No, I actually don't have a ton of opinions about it either way.
Well, you should.
Okay.
Because where do we stop? Do you call a guitar a piece of wood with some strings on it that makes music?
Well, I think if you start to really break it down, all of language is kind of... you know, they're all just symbols and they're shorthand so that we understand what something is. They're all just gobbledygook words, you know?
Yeah, but gobbledygook sounds fun.
Mm. You see a space for more artistry in the naming of things. Because if you really just wanted the bare facts, you would stick to wanting it to be...
I don't want the bare facts. Who wants the bare facts? That's the world I have to live in, that we all have to live in.
Mm.
You know, Seth, you're evicted from your apartment. Seth, I want a divorce. Seth, you're fired. Those are the facts. What I want is, Seth, you get to go to Scuba-da-dash. And that actually means fired, but I get to think of it as a happy place.
Oh.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't give me the facts.
Yeah.
Who wants that?
You're a dreamer, Seth.
Amen, sister. And I have a feeling you are too.
You're one spicy meatball. Uh-oh.
You have no idea.
But I bet you don't like meatball, do you?
No. The stories we tell ourselves and how we name things that we see in the world create what we see and the life that we're going to live. So I want that to be as magical as possible.
Yeah. And always. As obscured maybe as possible.
Tomato, tomato.
Traisin, trazin.
Yeah.
Do you think
you don't
that...
call gum some science... project that you put in your mouth. We don't even know what that is.
Where can people find out more about AFNO?
www.afno.net.
And what will they find there?
I just bought it.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't just buy it. I mean, I've bought it. Yeah. I'm not good with computers.
Mm-hmm.
So right now there's a big construction sign thing on it.
But
if they keep checking in, under construction.
Yeah.
If they keep checking in, I've got a court date in a couple months. After that, I should have some time.
Okay. And why should the general public get behind AFNO?
To bring magic back into our food.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like chicken nugget. What's better than a chicken nugget?
Mm.
We don't know what it is.
Right.
But we want it. Because as a kid, our parents took us to McDonald's and said, get the kid some chicken nuggets. And here's a Happy Meal with a little toy.
Yeah.
They didn't say what it actually is, and I don't want to know.
Yeah, it seems like people are, the more we find out about what exactly is inside of a chicken nugget, the less we want to know.
In general, I think the more you find out about life, the less you want to know.
Mm.
So why don't we just hold hands and take a step away from that line?
You're a complicated man, Seth, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you lonely?
Are you lonely?
Yes.
Me too.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. This has been truly illuminating. Thank you, Seth.
Thank you, lady.
Not going to say my names?
I think you will. At another time.
Fair enough. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Seth Dennis called me a few times after our interview. He wanted to get together to talk more about AFNO, but my spidey senses perked up, and I got the impression he was looking for a little more than just casual conversation. After his fourth attempt, I told him to please delete my number, and I'm happy to say I've never seen that creep again. You can check out www.afno.com if you'd like, but like he said, there's nothing there. I'm Emily Amy Lauren Becca. Thanks for listening, and as always, for supporting support for this podcast.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.